Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Edging Brainwashing Chair. It's time for you to be strapped in until there's nothing left of your mind. You know how it works. I'm sure it's been there in your fantasies, in those dark corners of your mind, where the perverted mixes with the improbable. And yet, it doesn't take much to put you in that place. A simple chair, some straps to make sure that you do not move. A toy or two with some controlled vibration features. Maybe merely pressed against some place. Perhaps wrapped around something or slid inside. All of this is so easy to obtain, to set up. Then, of course, there is that moment where you are blindfolded. Simple sounds streaming through your mind, words that are flowing and slowly growing an internal sensation. Need. Craving. I could tell you what the chair is for. I could explain it all. Use words around the fantasies of being slowly, completely deprived of your own thoughts until all that is left is a moaning, drooling, dripping mess that awaits commands. I could tell you how you will be strapped down. Time, minutes, hours, difficult to measure when you're going in and out of trance. Break your mind until you give yourself completely. Perhaps a few additions, a spray, a liquid, maybe even a gas to speed up the process of your inevitable demise. You know that slow rhythm, vibration going stronger and weaker. It begins. It starts so slow and so low that you might not even notice it. There is an inherent rhythm to it all. A slow, deep pulse, something that continues to tick. even while you're not thinking. You are being brainwashed, slowly seduced into a state of surrender, the vibrations growing stronger. And I wonder where you feel them most. Is it somewhere on the tip? Or perhaps deep inside, resonating with the craving that is growing? Pieces of your mind may slowly begin to drop as you continue to give in to the sensations. You know what's going to happen. You know the inevitable fall until you get to the point where you're simply on the edge for minutes, maybe hours at a time. The slow, pulsing vibrations keep growing deep inside. They continue to tease, to tempt, to melt your mind as you try to hold on to the words that you hear. Someone talking, a voice guiding you. You are being brainwashed, unable to see, unable to move, only able to take what is happening to you. Every breath, you may even be aware of a sweet aftertaste, a gentle dosage of something that increases your sensitivity and your compliance. Your mind is gently being pulled into an inevitable spiral down as vibration continues to grow from subtle to more powerful. It will only push you to the end. Never over it. Every time there is a wave a little bit closer, and then a pull further away again. Closer, further away, stronger vibrations, weaker thoughts. Deep, blank. Some people will fall ever deeper as they can't help but give in to please me. The rhythm drives you deeper, dripping your thoughts away with the inevitable drops that escape from your body. Edge after edge is awaiting you. An inevitable fall. A deep fantasy that becomes reality. Stuck in the edging, brainwashing chair until I decide what happens. It starts so innocent, doesn't it? Pleasant vibrations that mix with your thoughts of enjoyment. Happy feelings that flow through your body. Trance, hypnosis, pleasure. Slowly getting closer and closer when you've all but forgotten about the drugs that are dripping deeply inside of you. Your mind is inevitably melting, shaping into what I decide. Your body can't help but become more and more instinctual, drawn to the deep desires that are teasing it. Waves of pleasure that keep growing and subsiding, teasing and pulling away. You are being brainwashed, driven out of your mind by the pleasure, forced to obey. Edging over and over again until you have no choice, no thoughts, only obedience. And the vibrations keep building and fading, up and down. In and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. Deep in the back of your mind, there are so many mantras, phrases that keep echoing. When I command, you obey. Shivers of pleasure mix with every phrasing you hear. Thoughts melting and accepting, only able to embrace what is happening with a pleasure that is pushed into your body. When I command, you obey. Empty and obedient. Slowly feeling yourself pushed to an edge over and over again. Breaking pieces of your mind until there's nothing left. Vibration finding the most sensitive of spots, going in and out of trance. When I command, you obey. And it's so easy to obey, so easy to follow my voice right now. So easy to give in as you're strapped down and there's nowhere else to go. No escape from the pleasure, no escape from the growing need inside of you. Hearing my voice as all of that edging enters your mind over and over again. Brainwashed into blissful surrender, in and out of trance. Feel how the vibrations rise and fall. how they push you to the edge and away again, how they force your body to react as your mind breaks into pieces, shatters into submission, falls into surrender. Your pleasure is being used to pull you down even more until there is absolutely nothing left but a deep drop of desire. When I command, you obey. Part of you knows this. Accepts this, embraces it. A deep part of you is loving it, embracing the pleasure that is pushed into your body, penetrating your precious pleasure into deeper waves of need and craving, wrapping around every part of you that needs to submit. Waves growing and flowing as you can't help but edge. And that pleasure is only going to get stronger the longer we continue this. When I command, you obey. Those words just seem to flow so naturally, don't they? Being empty and obedient for me. There in the edging, brainwashing chair as I slowly drain your body of everything else and leave an empty and obedient, brainwashed presence. Those waves are getting quite strong by now, aren't they? Each wave of pleasure, each rhythmic growing of vibration stimulating your poor body as you can't help but give in. And even if you were to try to resist, it would only make me smile and shift those toys to the places where they drain you even more. When those raw, deep sounds escape from your lips, when your body is shifting, edging, craving for release, I just keep going. I will continue and make sure that your body, your mind is entirely, completely under my control. When I command, you obey. And as the pleasure continues, your brain melting even more, helplessly giving in to everything that I say, it rewards you with edge after edge. And the best part is that even though You know that there will not be a release until I say so. The edging itself is so good. It allows you to forget everything else and give in completely to the pleasure, to the control, empty and obedient. You don't need to think to feel good. And some people will go completely blank to please me. Your body will continue to edge as the toys, the tools, rhythmically rub and vibrate against your body. Rhythm will continue to grow as it adjusts to your body. The closer you are, the more you can take, and the more you can take, the more you will edge for me. When I command, you obey. It's as simple as that. What must you do? And who do you obey? How much do you obey me? That's right. And there are so many ways in which I can make you feel good. So many ways in which I can give you pleasure or take it away. And it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I make sure your body is pushed to the very breaking point of your ability to handle the pleasure. The vibrations keep growing and fading, rhythmically pulsing in a way that drives you absolutely crazy with lust. If you were able to think, you'd crave for an orgasm, but your mind is too blank to even consider it. You are completely under my control. And as your body is edging helplessly, convulsing in wave after wave of torturous, teasing pleasure, you must obey. The straps hold you down so nicely, the blindfold helping you to listen, the pleasurable toys between your legs edging you even more. Pulsing pleasure, rhythmic rubbing, everything designed to completely melt your mind and give it to me. So close, so agonizingly close. Your body is so very close to orgasm that the tiniest push would make you go over, but you know deep inside that right now you cannot orgasm without permission. In a moment, I'm going to wake you while you're still strapped in, unable to open your eyes, unable to move, able to feel the things that are being done to your body, the inevitable edge after edge after edge that you are pushed into. And until I make you drop again, you'll be forced to experience it all as you wake in the chair. Feel it. Feel the pleasure, feel the edges, feel how you're being forced to experience wave after wave throughout your whole body. Feel how you can barely take it, how it's difficult to even think, but you're aware because I made you aware. You are forced to be aware until I let you drop again, deeper and deeper, give in completely when I command. You obey. The pleasure continues, even more powerful now that you know how good it feels. Every edge pushing you higher and higher, wake in your chair and feel how your body is so close, so very close. It would be so easy if you had permission. It would be so easy if only I said the word. And then you drop even deeper than before, letting go of everything else, a plaything, as you're stuck in the edging, brainwashing chair, hypnotized, falling, edging. Your body so close, your mind even closer as you wake in the chair once more. And you just can't help it. It just feels so good. Do you want to beg or do you want to accept that you have no choice? Drop even deeper and let go. Your body is still being edged. Your mind is still being taken down. There's not much left, is there? When I command, you must obey. Wake right there, right on the edge, in your chair, helplessly edging, feeling the sensations pulling you down as you drop even more. The pressure, the pleasure, the feelings, the sensations, everything forced upon you helplessly. You are taken down. Your body continues to edge, your mind continues to melt even more, a drop ever deeper. Stuck in this etching, brainwashing chair. Part of you is worried about the future, worried about how you'd feel afterwards, if you'd be able to feel just as good again, even though you know the chair will happen again. And yes, you will feel this much pleasure again. Every time that you give in to this feeling. You will know when it's safe, when it's good, when it's fun, when it's delicious to do so. And I'm sure that knowing that it's right there for you to fall even deeper is a delicious temptation, isn't it? Now, I could simply wake you and leave you with an edge. I could take you up and down again and again. I'm simply toying with your mind. No, when I wake you the next time, I'm going to make sure that you're out of the chair. The toy's gone, the strap's loose, and your body maybe still shaking a little bit from the edging, but no longer forced. The damage is done because you know how it feels. When I command, you obey, and I command you to edge. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware as the straps are loosened, five, six, almost there as the toys are removed, seven, eight, almost awake as your body is gently recovering, and 9, 10, wake. I hope you enjoyed your session. Until it is time again.